of being rejected. This need to be approved by others is the foundation of codependency of all types. One of the critical signs of being codependent is losing yourself as you try to fix or control the people around you. Chapter 2: Lacking the Peace That Brings Peace. A codependent person never experiences any true peace, since they tend to repeat their past behaviors. If the cycle is not broken, they will pass this trait on to their children. If you feel tired of reliving your past hurts, then it is important that you understand what codependency is all about. Please take some time to answer the following questions. Number 1. Were there any addicts in your family? Number 2. Were you abused as a child? Number 3. Were you constantly shamed in order to manipulate you? Number 4. Do you suffer from insecurity? Number 5. Are you an excessive worrier? Number 6. Do you fear rejection? Number 7. Do you always have to appear perfect to others? Number 8. Are you constantly angry? Number 9. Do you find it hard to laugh or play? Number 10. Do you have problems with anxiety? And number 11. Would you say that you are a rescuer or caretaker? In case your answer was yes to a majority of the questions above, then this book is definitely for you. You are codependent. However, don't worry about it. Everyone has at least some of the hundreds of signs that are characteristic of codependency. The difference is how deep the disorder is rooted in our lives to change us from functional to dysfunctional. Cause and effect. Codependency is the result of four issues rather than just a single cause. These causes are addiction, abuse, trauma, and shaming. Number 1, addiction. For most codependents, there is always at least one person in the family who was an addict. The majority of codependents may refuse to believe that addiction played a role at first, but it usually becomes clear sooner or later. How does addiction affect the family? Boundaries. The relationships are either too enmeshed with a lack of individual identity, or they become too distant with a lack of intimacy. Rules. The environment is too rigid in order to protect the addiction from being discovered by outsiders. Alternatively, the kids could be left alone to fend for themselves. Loss of independence. People in a home dominated by tension and addiction tend to lack a balance between intellect and emotion. They simply respond in an emotional way automatically. Physical abuse and neglect. 78% of kids who are put in foster care come from families where the parents were addicts. Emotional damage. These kids are full of anger, guilt, shame, and blame. Since the addict is busy getting high and the enabling spouse is busy taking care of their needs, the children usually take on distinct roles within the family setup. Superman. The firstborn in the family, they try to be perfect, responsible, and protective. Scapegoat. Usually played by the secondborn, they are antisocial, rebellious, and the object of the parents' anger. Lost child. This is usually the middle child or the lastborn. They rarely get enough attention, are more of followers than leaders, love to fantasize, are loners, and don't like to be disruptive. They also avoid intimacy and taking risks. The clown or mascot. The lastborn usually plays this role. They are protected by the parents, though they crack a lot of jokes and ease tension in the house, and then tend to suffer from insecurity and anxiety, leading to self-medication in adulthood. Number 2, abuse. There is always some kind of abuse in the past of a codependent.